Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 23, Issue 2, April 2024. Article Number 1. Assessment of median nerve with magnetic resonance neurography in cases with carpal tunnel syndrome and controls. First author, Gazem Faramand. Corresponding author, Payam Sarif. Abstract, background, carpal tunnel syndrome, CTS, is a common peripheral nerve entrapment disorder that is diagnosed using clinical signs and symptoms and confirmed via nerve conduction studies, NCSs. While NCS is a semi-invasive procedure, magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, is a non-invasive diagnostic tool that detects macroscopic nerve abnormalities and evaluates a patient's surgical or medication treatment options. This study assessed magnetic resonance neurography, MRNS diagnostic and grading value by comparing it to electrodiagnostic studies in patients with CTS and healthy individuals. Methods: this was a cross-sectional study on 27 wrists with CTS and 27 healthy wrists. After history taking and physical examination, we employed an NCS to confirm and determine the severity of CTS, then MRN and diffusion tensor imaging, DTI, were used to calculate apparent diffusion coefficient, ADC, fractional anisotropy, FA, and cross-sectional area, CSA. Results: 18 patients with CTS, 27 median nerves, and 15 healthy controls, 27 median nerves, were evaluated. The mean FA in the CTS group was significantly lower, 0.38 plus or minus 0.05 versus 0.45 plus or minus 0.06, p less than 0.001. The mean CSA and ADC were higher in patients with CTS but not statistically significant. FA's diagnostic cutoff was 0.42, with a sensitivity of 70.4% and a specificity of 63%. Conclusion: MRN with DTI can be an effective and non-invasive diagnostic technique for the detection of CTS. The FA measure demonstrated adequate sensitivity and specificity for differentiating patients with CTS from healthy individuals. You can read full article at cjn.tums.ac.ir.